We teach and live a philosophy of positive thinking. Now, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. We teach and live the philosophy of healing, of wholeness. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean to teach and believe and live the philosophy that we have? Well, it means that if I speak my word and say, I would like to have, I choose to have $10 to buy this. Okay. Then an inner voice says to you, pick up the book in your bookshelf, the third one from the left, and open it to page 92. So you say, oh my God, you know, how stupid. So you pick up the book, third from the left, and open this page 82, and what do you find?
$10.
No, you find the next part of the puzzle. And it says, go look in your purse and look behind your driver's license, and you will find a neatly folded $10 bill that you had there all the time. So you always have whatever it is you need, whether you want it or not. Now, did you listen, or did you say, why didn't you tell me the first thing? Why did you have me go to the bookcase and find a note there? And who put that note there? And how that happened? What's all that about? And you see, don't question the divine in you. Follow it. Follow it beautifully. I do believe, and I'm sure I'm alone in this belief, I do believe that Jesus was a great teacher. I do believe that he taught his disciples. And some were good, some were not good. I would say the majority were not listening. But he wasn't the only teacher. He said, I have many flocks that you know not of. And I believe Jesus had several school of the master that he conducted in Israel there, in the towns where he lived, and the school of the master were very intensive schools. And attending the school of the master, singular, attending the school of the master were all of the current messiahs who were preaching, teaching, and healing, and going out and telling the world about what they believe. And they all signed up for the course with Jesus, but they signed up for about seven different courses. So he was teaching seven different School of the Master courses at the same time in different towns. And he would appear and disappear between the courses, and nobody questioned it. And he would be there and give the instructions and then tell them to practice. Practice, practice, practice. And as he finished teaching them, he said, okay, now go and do it. But don't tell anybody who your teacher was. Your teacher is within you. You tell anybody who your teacher was, and you're liable to get yourself in trouble. Because people who knew Jesus were in for trouble. Because they didn't handle it right in the first place. But I believe that he had a school for master in which he taught the local messiahs who were around looking for a teacher to teach them how to be a good messiah. And I believe that he taught many wonderful schools. And he taught them all over the world, not just in Jerusalem, just Israel, not just in Palestine, not just in those areas, but in all over the world. Not just on the Sea of Galilee. He appeared everywhere. But you see, as I say, he did not have such a thrilling departure as he did with his disciples. With his disciples, he went out in a big fire and flame and all that sort of stuff, and the cross and all that good stuff, But with all the rest of them, He said, okay, boys, you're graduated. Go and do it. And I'm not going to check on you. Because this is your choice to come to the school of the master. It's your choice to be a Messiah. Now, go and be a Messiah. And so they went and were Messiahs, and were beautiful Messiahs, and carried forth a positive message of healing everywhere in the world. Now, this I believe. And we have had evidence of that in many things that Jesus said, and in many things that were said in his time. Now, who told me that he did that? I know within. Now, do you know within these various things? Do you know within the various things that tell you what is that you're supposed to be doing? And if you don't blame somebody else. It's you that's not listening. Because you can listen, and you can hear, and then you can say, oh, pull out a book, third from the left. What is this nonsense, you know? And a lot of people would never pull out the book, and they'd never get the response. Now, what if he told you, pull out the book second from the right, instead of second from the left? And you pulled it out, and you read what was there, and it said, you have always been a master. You are a master now. Now, demonstrate it by speaking your word and saying, my name is, and then say, master. And so, everyone who pulled that book out and read that statement and did it was a master, and was truly a master. Now, interestingly enough, I speak that word to you right in your faces. What if God spoke right into your face and said, go and do whatever makes you happy? Isn't that what he said? All right. Now, what did I say to you? What is your name? And then you are a master. Now, none of you said, I am Herb Byerly Master. None of you. Or whatever your names may be. Now, okay. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow is another lesson. If you learn to listen and follow instantly all of these concepts, you've chosen to have me say these things to you. You've chosen to listen to these things. You could go anywhere and do anything, but you chose to be here. So now, the important thing for you to do is to follow it. To follow it. To know that I'm not speaking in parables. I'm not speaking in mystery. I'm not speaking in ways that are difficult to understand. I am speaking in ways that are so simple to understand, they're too simple to be true. You know? You don't believe them because they're too easy. Well, they're not easy. They're not easy. Do you think it was easy for the disciples to go up and say that they were with Jesus after he was crucified? You know? Or maybe they never did. Do you think it was easy for them, Jesus, to walk away on him and them not come and talk to him? You know, isn't that something? Abandon of your own teacher. You abandon your teacher, you know, and his time of most intense opportunity for you to prove who you were. What might have happened if they had all stood up and they all said to the rabbis who were trying to put Jesus down, they said, hey, you guys, pull it, knock it off. Knock it off. You fool like that, we're going to go home and take care of your wives. And they, don't do that. Jesus, okay, we'll take the other guy. You know, but, of course, they wouldn't say that. But you see, if they had stood up and they had said, hey, that's not true what you're saying, and that's not true. And, you know, the government was not against him. It was just the rabbis. They were against him because he was competition. And he was causing them to start working and living what they were supposed to be teaching. And they didn't want to do that. They wanted to stay status quo. And basically they stayed status quo. You know? And that was just fine. They got Jesus out of their synagogues. Now, do people try to get you out of your place of worship? Oh, yes. Very, very much so. They get you and me out of our place of worship every time they say something and we listen to the illusion and we give it credence. We listen to the illusion and we say, that is true. Now, you do that. You do that and you name it, you claim it, and then that's your experience. Now, is that what you want? Well, it's what you're giving yourself. I sat here for at least a minute and a half looking at Ingeborg right in the face. And Ingeborg was looking at her food on her plate, and she looked at each one of you, but she didn't turn her head toward me. And finally, after a minute and a half, maybe a little longer, she turned and looked at me and said, oh, you know, like, surprised that you're there. You see, her peripheral vision had not included me. And so, if your peripheral vision isn't on duty 24 hours of the day, you got problems. Your peripheral vision should be on duty 24 hours a day. You should be aware of what's going on behind you, on the, either side of you, straight ahead, up and down. You should know what's going on at all times. You'll be aware of it. And it, the awareness comes by practice, not by lack of practice. It comes by practice. And so you practice this, and you practice this, and you practice this. And when you're driving your car, you're constantly aware of what's on either side of you. You're not dead-eyed, keeping your eyes straight ahead, because that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is that you're the master, and you're aware of everything and everybody in your world, and you're aware of every thought they're thinking. Yes. And as you're aware of every thought they're thinking, if anyone's thinking a thought about you and you didn't happen to notice them, you would not be surprised to find them there, as you were at me, and as Anita was surprised to find David where he shouldn't have been, you know. He was hiding around the corner purposely. And, hey, she should have known he was there. Because if she was totally in tune with everything, totally harmonious in tune with everything, she would have known. And nobody can hide from you when you're awake. They only hide from you when you're asleep. They only hide from you when you are not paying attention, keeping your peripheral vision mentally, physically, spiritually on duty 24 hours of the day, every day of your life. Now, at first you say, oh, that's kind of a tough thing to do. Yeah, it is. It's training. It's tough to say 2 times 2 is 4 when you don't believe it and you don't know it. But you keep saying it, and pretty soon you believe that 2 times 2 is 4, and so it is. And you believe a lot of other things you say. You say, I am God, and people say, what a silly thing to say. Only God is God. That's right. God created me, and God is in me, and God as me says these things, and I as God say these things. There is only God. And when I realize that I am God, then I act like God, and I have to be careful that I don't go around acting not like God. Because we read the Bible, and we hear that God did many things that he didn't do. Because if he is the God that we understand consistent from A to Z, he would be incapable of bringing harm, to bring unhappiness to anyone, anywhere, because he doesn't create that way. If people have unhappiness or harm, it's what they have created for themselves, not, well, you say, well, they're God and they created it as God. That's right. You got a point there. Yeah. They're God and they created it as God. But one God does not create for another God. You'll find, if you pay attention to your lesson in Bewitched, that whatever one God does, the other God can't undo. Remember? Mm-hmm. And now, where do they get that from? They get that from the concept of the universal God. So, whatever one God does, he has the right to do anything he wants. He can kill himself, he can live forever, he can do all the things that are reality for him, or not. That's why you can never heal another person. You can merely guide them to the awareness that they're already whole and perfect. And you don't even guide them to that awareness, they already know it. But what you do is you keep your big nose out of there, and you see them as your creation. How?
Whole and perfect.
Whole and perfect, every whit. Nothing to change, nothing to do anything to. They're whole and perfect. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you're ready for that, then you're ready for being a master. Then you're ready to have attended the school that Jesus taught on the Messiah school, school of the master, or wherever you go where they have a class. And of course, I might add, each one of us has a class within ourselves 24 hours of the day with our own inner master teaching us. The divine within us is magnificent. Think on these things. They're pretty important, pretty powerful, and they certainly are real. But they're only real for you if you apply them in a beneficial way. Otherwise, they're not real for you in a not beneficial way as you apply them in a not beneficial way. It's just a matter of what decision do you want to make for yourself and how do you want to do it. Have a lovely evening, and know that the Absolute Philosopher is always blessing you, loving you, holding you in the highest esteem, because that's how I hold myself. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.